home? Well, home is Australia for Travel Writers Radio, and what a summer we have had at home with bushfires raging right across many of our states. It began back in June last year following years of drought, increasing temperatures and weather patterns more intense and increased in both their complexity and severity. The latest figures suggest that the bushfire toll is as follows. 33 people died, some of them firefighters, more than 2,680 homes destroyed. At least 1.25 billion wild animals died, with some species believed now to be extinct. Almost 19 million hectares of 46.03 million acres burned. That is an area the size of England. Hundreds of millions of dollars lost in cancelled travel domestically and cancelled international arrivals. Now parts of the country are being hit with flooding rains, and recovery is estimated to cost billions and take 5 to 10 years. Last month, the president of the Australian Academy of Science, Professor John Shine, stated that the scale of these bushfires is unprecedented anywhere in the world. At Travel Writers Radio, we are vitally interested in food, wine, lifestyle and travel, and all of these areas have been seriously impacted by those bushfires. We've received many messages of support from our listeners around the world, and we do truly appreciate that.
And of course, now the travel sector has been hit especially hard by the outbreak of the so-called coronavirus, which began in a wet market in Wuhan, China, and has since spread quickly across the nation and into more than 29 other countries, such is the power and the threat of global air travel. The coronavirus has already infected over 43,000 people. Well, actually, that number I checked yesterday, and today's number is 45,182 confirmed cases. And there have been, well, yesterday was 1,018 deaths. Today it's 1,115. And then, but there is one hopeful sign, and that's that there's been more than 4,793 successful recoveries as world medical labs, including some here in Australia, rush to find a cure for this virus. Now, China's gone into shutdown mode, disconnected from other countries when air services were withdrawn, including those from Australia. And we have the extraordinary scenario of compulsory 14-day isolation requirements, not only here in Australia, but on Christmas Island up in Darwin, and shiploads of luxury cruise passengers confined almost all day in their cabins off Japan and Hong Kong. And I think there's even one cruise line who can't find anybody to take them, so they're wandering around the high seas. Anyway, that's just to bring you up to date, and we'll continue to watch what's going on and bring you information. But Australia is still open for business, and if you are overseas or interstate and you want to visit Victoria or Australia, we are still open for business.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.